good afternoon, everyone. I'm Elizabeth, and I want to welcome you guys to TCK BOF. We are here to connect with TCKs with the conversation surrounding faith. In our future series, we will also have guests and conversations on topics related to cross-culture kids. This podcast is brought to you by Crew, which is a caring community passionate about connecting people to Jesus Christ. So for today, our topic in this episode is going to be, where are you from? First, I will introduce myself. Like I said, I'm Elizabeth. I am a TCK. I grew up in the Philippines from ages 2 to 11. Now I want you to hear from other people too. Edward, would you like to start?
Yeah, sure. Hi, my name is Edward Kim. I'm originally from South Korea and now staying in Brooklyn, New York. So my family moved to San Diego when I was about 2 years old, and we came back to Korea when I was 5. And after staying in Korea for about 6 years, I moved to Massachusetts on my own to study in a boarding school for 2 years. And then my family moved to Thailand, so I finished my high school there. And now I'm studying in New York University. So I call myself a TCK, or third culture kid, meaning that I spent most of my time outside of my home country, but I didn't stay in one country long enough to assimilate into one particular culture.
Cool. Thanks for sharing. How about for you, McKenna?
Yeah, so my name is McKenna. I am actually what's considered a CCK, which stands for cross-cultural kid. I was adopted from China when I was 10 months old. I grew up in Denver, Colorado, my family and two older brothers who are biological to my parents. And then I moved to Texas when I was 15, ended up going to college there, and I studied international relations. And while in college, I lived in Taiwan for a year, and then just recently moved up to Seattle after I got married. So I've moved around a lot and am now here.
Awesome. Thanks for sharing. So Abby, what about for you?
Hi, I'm Abby, and I am a third culture kid that is raising third culture kids. So I grew up in Central Eastern Europe. I lived in Hungary from the time I was 6 to about 13, and then spent another 7 years in Germany while my parents continued to work in Central Eastern Europe. So, and then I came back to the U.S. to go to university, and after grad school went back to, you know, Hungary, but that's a different story. So, when we had our kids and our kids were little, about 2, 4, and 6, my husband and I went back to East Asia. And so we actually raised our kids in East Asia for 5 years. They went to local schools. And so we are very proudly raising a second generation of third culture kids at our house.
I think it's really cool that you got to do that, for sure. I know it would actually have been pretty helpful for me if my parents were TCKs as well. But yeah.
I was born in New York City, raised in the Sunshine State, and I met a boy from Georgia, and we set a wedding date.
Thank you guys for introducing yourselves. So I have a question for all of you guys. Which culture do you identify with most and why? And Edward, if you would start, that'd be great.
Actually, as a TCK, I wouldn't say I identify with one of any of the cultures, but I identify with a combination of all cultures. And I think that you can call the third culture, right? I think the third culture is its own unique culture, because TCKs share unique stories that people from other cultures don't. Mm-hmm. For example, like forgetting a word in your mother tongue, so using two different languages in a sentence, or going back home and greeting the elders back in Korea by waving my hand instead of bowing down to them. But then when I meet my Korean friends, I can't relate to them about all these new K-pop songs that they're talking about and K-pop groups. They know their names, their ages, even their birthdays, but you know, I don't even know a single one. And the same thing in here, like when I go to an American diner, I have a hard time deciding how I want my eggs to be cooked. Like, you know, just cook it for me, right? But when I'm with my TCK friends, you know, I can talk about missing roti, like a street food in Thailand, more than I miss kimchi, or even not having my own room back at home. And I think things like that makes a third culture a culture.
Yeah, no, I definitely feel that because there's just something special when you're talking with someone that's a TCK, because I feel like no matter like where you were in the world, we have this automatic connection. And I really enjoy getting to talk to those people because I feel like I'm like, you understand me. So how about for you, McKenna?
For me, I grew up, my family, a lot of them are from Texas. So I grew up horseback riding. I grew up going to rodeos. I grew up with cowboy girl boots and all of these different things. And then later on, when I went to college, I started going to a Chinese church. And so a lot of those friends had the very, I guess, more heard of Asian American experience. Parents immigrated to the United States, and so their culture at home was very much Asian, but I didn't have that. My husband has that, actually. His parents immigrated from Malaysia to the U.S., and so he grew up here. And so I think learning how to walk in between those two different worlds of being really American and as well as being very Asian. When I was in Taiwan, it was an interesting experience learning how to speak in Chinese or talking with my friends who grew up in a very sheltered world. And so I think that I am just learning not necessarily to identify with either being Asian or being, I guess, white, because that's what my family and that's what my parents are. But I think just learning to live in this in-between kind of state and identifying that way.
Yeah, thanks for sharing. So what about for you, Abby?
I would totally agree. I like what Edward was saying. Yeah, we kind of have our own culture, right, as third culture kids. And I think I have met third culture kids in other spaces, even as an adult, people who are third culture adults, and who in retrospect, who maybe didn't have the language to articulate that. And then in retrospect, we thought, man, why were we such good friends so quickly identifying? It's because we have this common language and this common experience. It is a unique space to live in. I think for me, it is really hard to decide, you know, which culture I would identify with the most. One of the things we have as third culture kids, and we live in this endless cycle of assimilation of when I'm in this culture, I feel like I belong over there, but I can assimilate well and function over here. Then I go to that place and I can assimilate there, but I don't fully feel like I belong. And that's kind of the tension of the third culture kid for me too, because I am a Japanese American. I also don't look like I belong, and I'm only half. I don't fully look like I belong in America, in this culture to which I've assimilated. When I'm in Asia, I don't fully look like I belong in that culture to which I've assimilated. So I have to come back to this, you know, I live in my unique space, but I also have to look at those things. And the joke at my house is, you know, as I look Asian on the outside, but I'm an Eastern European on the inside, which makes no sense to most people. But I feel like for me to choose one culture to identify with would really dishonor the journey and the story that God has written for my life. And that's a story of having chosen for me to gain and grow from the best of lots of cultures and the not so good parts of those cultures too. But I feel like in order to honor the story that God has written for my life, I need to embrace all of those pieces. And that creates that unique third culture that Edward was talking about.
I completely relate to that, because it's like I'm Asian on the inside, but like white on the outside. So I feel that in the opposite way, but yeah.
Sometimes it feels like Starbucks is my permanent address, and my kids are frequent flyers. They've been north and south, east and west, cause maybe I was made.
For starters, Edward, when did you feel most challenged to describe your identity?
I feel the most challenged when I'm asked these simple questions. And I think the first and most common question I get is, where are you from? And it's such a common, you know, getting to know you type of question. So people get confused when I kind of like give them this puzzled look by this question. But yeah, for me to say I'm from many different places sounds very, you know, ambiguous. And most people don't understand when I say I'm a TCK. So I think I generally respond by saying I'm originally from Korea. Mm-hmm. Because I know they aren't expecting a long list of places. Another example I think would be when someone asks me for the best Korean restaurants in New York. Yeah, although I am from Korea, I don't really like to eat Korean food that often. So when they ask me for recommendations, they get disappointed because I only tell them of like one or two places. And even those places, they've already been to because they're so well known, even by the non-Koreans. So yeah, but I think to flip the question around though, I feel the most confident in describing my identity in Bridges International. And it's because when I introduce myself to other international students, I can always say that I am a Christian, right? And because a lot of the times these students from other countries like China and India are non-Christians. So I think being a Christian is actually the clearest differentiating identity that I have from them, even more so than me like coming from Korea or having lived in many different places.
Awesome. Can you tell us really quick what Bridges International is?
Sure. So Bridges International is a nationwide ministry that focuses on international students. And we try to foster a community where international students feel safe to share their stories and make friends. And also we try to help them adapt to the American culture because, yeah, it's a new culture to them.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing that. For McKenna, so could you tell us about the difference between how your identity and how others identify you or how you identify yourself?
I think being raised in America but looking Chinese, people often make different assumptions about me. And it's interesting because I get assumptions both from Asian people as well as from Americans and white people. So I think something that stands out to me is when I first went to my first Asian household of a friend, I walked in with my shoes on and they got really mad at me and they yelled at me and they're like, why do you have your shoes on? You should know better than that. And it startled me because growing up with a white family, I always wore my shoes in the house. And so I didn't realize this was a cultural norm. And so this is something that I got from Asian friends. But I've also, on the other hand, had some people that have come up to me and been like, wow, your English is so good. When did you start learning? And I'm like, no, it's my first language. So I think that's some two different scenarios that have other people have tried to place assumptions on me. They think I'm an international student when I'm not. But I think how I identify myself is more of this kind of chameleon that depending on whoever I'm with, I'm able to adapt. I think that that's something that I would say. And if I had to put a title on it, I would say an Asian American adoptee is kind of how I identify.
Yeah, thanks for sharing that. That story makes me laugh because in the Philippines, we did the same thing where you took your shoes off every time you go in. And then coming here, like I did not know in America that you could keep your shoes on. I would take them off every time. And it's just really interesting. And it's actually funny when I have people come over to my house because sometimes they'll be like, oh yeah, is it okay if I take my shoes off? And I'll like laugh just in general because I'm like, yeah, it is. Actually, I've been over at Abby's house before because she lives near me and they always make everyone take their shoes off when they come in, which I think is really cool.
Some American people do not like it. They are very uncomfortable. We'll have some people who will still come to our house and go, oh yeah, your shoes off kind of people. But yeah. There's nothing more fun than 40 pairs of shoes at my front door. So
I think it's cool, but I know like some people are like, this is kind of weird. I think it's really cool that you guys do that. Transitioning to you. As a TCK, how do you determine where home is for you?
And, you know, as third culture kids, some third culture kids move a lot and some really just have one place that they experience and then that's home. But regardless, there's a lot of change and it includes some kind of movement, right, between cultures. And so I think really as third culture kids, we have to define home beyond a physical location and beyond a physical address. For me, really, at this point, my home is wherever I am, and preferably with the people that I love, and I get to choose what defines home for me. And so I choose to define that by where I am at the moment, and I do my best to live in the place where God has placed me and to flourish in that place. A lot of times it involves really seeking out people who aren't necessarily going to understand my story, but who appreciate my story and who are willing to engage with the different trajectory of my life. I live now in a relatively small town in Georgia, and when people get to know me and begin to hear some of my story, they just have no framework for what it means to grow up, you know, and live and to have traveled to multiple continents. And it can create some distance with a lot of people. So really, I think for me, finding common ground, and in most cases, it's going to be in a faith community where I find common ground, whether it's in a church or a small group or just a believing friend, where we can establish some common ground. And when I moved here, I really kind of flitted around and tried to find my space. And it just came down to me identifying one person who asked questions about my life and was interested in hearing more about my story, literally having a conversation where I said, I need a friend and you need a friend. Can we be friends? And so we began to set aside the time, and we get together every Wednesday and have done so for about 4 years. But that's a choice that I had to make in deciding to plant myself in a place where I never imagined living. And really thriving here.
Yeah. I know for me, that's something I struggled with for the longest time, is I felt like I had to pick a place to live. And I would always want to pick the Philippines because that's my childhood home. And it really wasn't until a couple of years ago that I realized, I was like, I don't have to pick. Like, I can be 100% Asian and 100% American. And I feel like sometimes, like, something that TCKs struggle with is they feel like they have to pick. And so, like, if that's something that even you guys have struggled with before in the past, realize that you don't have to pick a home. You can be from both, and you can be proud of being from both. I want to transition into talking about faith. So all of us here are Christians and we all follow Jesus. And I feel like TCKs can connect really well with faith as well. So I just wanted to hear from you guys and hear your thoughts about how your faith played into TCK, or for you, McKenna, being a CCK. So Edward, would you like to start for us?
Yeah, sure, of course. So for me, I shared the same struggles as you guys. Like, in the past, I also thought I had to choose one particular culture that I'm from. But, you know, being a Christian really did help me find my identity in God. Through Christianity, I understood that my identity is not bounded by where I'm from or where I am currently, but ultimately, we're all from God. We're all created by God, and we will all go to Him, right? And once I understood that, my identity doesn't come from this world, but it's coming from heaven. Being a TCK seemed like a blessing to me, right? And Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 to 20, also known as the Great Commission, right? And verse 19 reads, "Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." And because I'm a TCK, I have friends all over the world, right? Not just Korea, not just the United States, not just Thailand, and even not just from the countries that I was in, those friends went to other places too, like to study abroad, right? And what better way is there to fulfill this command, right? So if I were to share the gospel with at least one friend in each city that I lived in, I would be reaching at least 7 different cities on my own. And then if I share the gospel to other TCKs as well, then they can go and spread the gospel to their friends in different countries, right? To make disciples of all nations. So that's how being a TCK has helped me in my journey of faith.
But for me, like, that was a huge help, feeling involved, being able to feel that I could use being a TCK to bring God glory, right? Because it's been really cool, because I've gotten to connect with Americans and international students, and also connected Americans with international students. And I always, like, a lot of things I struggle with growing up is being unique and being like, God, why did you make me this way? Like, this is so hard. Like, how are you going to use this for your glory?
Yeah.
So McKenna, how about for you? You're a CCK. So how does being a CCK play into your faith journey?
I think for me as a cross-cultural kid, I think also being in that kind of in-between state between needing to figure out if I'm American, and I grew up going to a lot of baseball games with my family. I use a lot of American idioms. And then when I was older, I went and I studied Chinese and tried to connect with more of my heritage culture and learned Mandarin, lived in Taiwan for a year, and then ended up marrying my now husband, who's actually Malaysian. And so I think an area of that is we had two weddings. One, I wore the traditional white dress, very traditional American wedding. And then we had another in Malaysia. And I wore, his heritage is also Chinese. So I wore what's called the qipao. It's a red dress, traditional in Chinese weddings. In both of those instances, I felt like I got to share my love for Jesus in two very different groups. I also led a Chinese Bible study, and so being able to share my love for Jesus in Chinese with Chinese speakers, but also being confident in walking into a Southern Baptist church and knowing where I stand and knowing that I can talk to anyone, I feel very confident in both of those realms. And the Apostle Paul talked about he's all things for all people, and I just feel that the way that God has given me the ability to just move between certain groups, kind of like what I had said about being a chameleon, I think is a really neat experience, because it's broadened my perspective and scope and relationships further than I would have imagined.
Thanks for sharing that. How about for you, Abby?
So for me, part of my TCK journey is being a missionary kid. Parents were missionaries from before I was born. Faith was very much just a part of our regular life. Ironically, I was a missionary kid that did not grow up going to church because of where we were serving, and in the time my parents were serving in, church was not something we could do safely, and so we just did church at home. So I really didn't start going to church until middle school and high school, when we moved out to Germany and had freedom to gather to worship then. But I feel like, you know, I had a very solid foundation in my faith, and then I went to college, and as most people experience some sort of identity crisis of some sort or faith crisis of some sort, that was definitely my journey. So my normal identity crisis of I'm living on my own and I'm just learning to be this independent person, but in this culture that I absolutely do not understand. And so I thought, I'll go to the church or I'll go to this ministry. And it didn't make sense to me in this culture. That was really, really confusing to me. And so I really had to separate my faith and my culture that I was living in. It didn't make sense for a lot of years for me. And so it was just a lot easier to just not walk. Like, I could at that point only navigate one of the two. I could navigate faith or I could navigate culture. And so for my survival at that point, I chose culture. I chose not to walk with the Lord for some years while I just tried to figure out what in the world was happening. And then after college and graduate school, I actually went back to Hungary, where I had grown up, became involved in a Hungarian church very quickly, was living with a Hungarian family. And I really, honestly, that first Sunday back in that church, it was like all of a sudden everything made sense again. Faith made sense. It felt good. It felt safe. And I have no way of understanding that other than just the Holy Spirit and really connecting that, even though I didn't go to Hungarian church growing up, the roots of my faith were rooted in that culture. And so they're very intricately tied. There was lots of ministry that was happening in Hungarian in our home as I was growing up. And so putting those two things back together made things click for me again as a young adult. And so I really experienced a lot of growth then in that season. But at that point, then I also had the emotional and intellectual flexibility now to begin to transfer that faith into whatever culture now I'm going to be living in. And I kind of had to reach this point of understanding that my faith is really not centered on me, that my faith is centered on Christ, and that never changes. Yeah. And as I began to realize and own the fact that when my identity and my faith is centered on Christ, it doesn't really matter where I am or who I'm with, that doesn't change. And so that really brought the stability that I needed in my faith to continue to grow and to walk with him and serve him in my later years. But I think it was a very rocky journey for me when your faith and your culture are so intricately tied together. And it happens, you know, in lots of different contexts too. But that was part of my journey.
Yeah, thanks for sharing that. Definitely finding your identity in Christ and trying to figure out navigating culture can be really hard. Like for me, it was a huge struggle in middle school and high school, knowing how to like share the gospel, but be kind of the outsider. I felt like very much in middle school and high school, I was very much an outsider, which was really hard. Finding your identity in Christ really helped me through that. Honestly, if I wasn't a Christian, I think that I don't know if I could have made it through high school, because really the only thing that kept me going throughout high school was Jesus. And knowing that Jesus loved me, and knowing that, like, despite what other people thought about me, it didn't really matter because I had Jesus. Thank you guys so much for sharing, and for everyone that's listening. I think that we have all gone through some sort of journey feeling like we needed to pick and choose identity, only later coming to realize we don't have it. And honestly, I feel like it's not just TCKs that struggle with this. I think everyone struggles with a sense of identity and not knowing how to fit in. And so I think it's just a human concept in general. But as Christ followers specifically, our identity is in Christ, and it gives us peace and helps us to navigate through hard transitions when we feel like we just don't fit in. But yeah, if you would like to stay connected with us and ask questions or topic you would like to discuss in the future, you can click on the message button and leave us a voice message. And also, if you guys have any questions about faith or how Christ played a role in our lives, feel free to contact us that, because I'm sure all of us would love to share more detail about our faith journey if you are interested. But yeah, thank you again for listening to this podcast and what God has to do with all of this. I hope you have a great rest of the week, and hopefully we will see you guys again.
Yeah, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Elizabeth. It was so nice to meet everyone. Maybe it's long.